Pasuk Tes. It says, "V'yizkor Yosef zechalomos asher chalom lahem." Yosef remembered the dreams that he dreamed, aleihem, about them. V'yada sheniskaimu, and he knew that they were fulfilled, the dreams. Shari shtachvu lo, because they ended up bowing down to him. In Loshon Rashi, Rashi says that therefore he knew that the dreams were mekuyim, they came to fruition. Says the Ramban, lafi daiti shadavar behefach. The Ramban says no. He says on the contrary, pum fakir, it's not true. Ki yomar akosav ki biros Yosef es echav mishtachvim lo. The pasuk says that when Yosef saw the brothers bowing down, you okay, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay. This is far. So we just started off. The pasuk says that Yosef remembered the dreams that he dreamed. So the Rashi writes that when they bow down to him, Pirik Mem Beis Pasuk Tes, Beis Reish Lamed Beis, that when Rashi says that when Yosef saw that they bowed down to him, he saw that the dreams were fulfilled. Yeah? So the Ramban says no. He says, V'yidai t'shir dover behafach, ki yom ra'akos kibiros Yosef es echel v'shtachavim lo. When Yosef saw the brothers bowing down to him, zohar kol ha'chalomo sheshcholom lehem, he remembered all the dreams that he dreamed, v'yodah sheloniskaim ha'echen mehem bepamazos. He knew now that none of them had been fulfilled this time. Ki odeh b'pisronom, because he knew with the interpretation, ki kol echav yishtachav ulo b'tchilo min ha'cholom ha'rishin. He knew with the interpretation that all the brothers was to bow down him originally from the first dream. V'ni anachnu ma'almi ma'lumi m'ki anachnu, the sheaves. Yirmos, the sins to us, l'chol echad v'echad asar, that every one of the Charasar, all 11 brothers, Upam Sheni, Shishtach, Olo Hashemesh, V'Yareach. Yes.
All right, good.
I'll be right. The sun and the Upam Sheni, Shishtach, Olo Hashemesh, V'Yareach. The second time, the sun and the moon, V'Echarasar, Kochavim, and Achalom Hasheni, 11 stars from the second dream. V'Kemin Shlora, Binyamin, Imoyim, since he didn't see Binyamin with them, Choshev Zosa Tachbula, he thought of this strategy, Shialil Aleihem, he'll make an excuse upon them, Kedeshiaviu, Gam Binyamin Ochiv Elov, so that they'll bring Binyamin his brother, Lekayim, Hachalom Arishon Tchil, in order to fulfill the first dream. Valkain Lorotsu Lagilahem, he didn't want to tell them, Ani Yosef, Achechem, your brother, Velaymor, and say them, Maharu Alai, Valu Elavi, and he would go to get the father of Yishlach HaGolos, he would send the wagons, Kesher Osimam V'Pam Shnia. Ki haya aviv bo miyad v'lo sofik, the father came immediately, would come immediately without a sofik, v'rachin shizkaim ha'chom rishon, higilim l'kaim ha'chom ha'sheni. So what's he saying here? Rashi says that the fact that they bow down to him, he said, Rashi says, aha, Yosef saw the dreams were, have been fulfilled. The Ramban says the contrary. How is the Ramban saying the contrary?
Because he's assuming that anachlu ma'almim alumim, that first dream was all 12 brothers together, and therefore 11 brothers have to bow down to him to be mekayim the first dream, and Binyamin's not there. As Rashi says, it sounds like a machlokas in what that first dream was.
Well, Rashi kind of says generally, right?
Right, Rashi says the first dream was niskayim at this point because
they all bowed down.
The brothers bowed down. So I guess it sounds like Rashi would have to assume that the hinei anachlu ma'almim alumim was exclusive of Binyamin.
Right. What is the Ramban saying, though? Let's get what the Ramban saying.
So Ramban says, "Anachnu." When it says in the pasuk in Vayeshev, right, "Anachnu ma'alumim alumim," Anachnu is all of them,
right.
All 12 brothers. Which means that in order to be mekayim the first dream, 11 of the brothers have to be bowing down to Yosef, which hasn't happened yet because there's only 10 brothers right now.
Binyamin's not there.
Binyamin's not there, so that's why he comes. That's why he cooks up the plot.
Right.
Right, that's why he cooks up the plot to get Binyamin down there and doesn't immediately come out and say, I'm Yosef, bring down Yaakov, because he knows if he says, I'm Yosef, bring down Yaakov,
Father,
Yaakov's
going to
come in an instant, and now the first dream can't possibly be Mekuyim.
Right, but now after the first dream has been Mekuyim, then
right,
he's
so he
able
plots
to
it so that first dream is Mekuyim before the second one comes into play.
Right. So I think the machlekes between Rashi and Ramban is, good to see you, Zach and Larry. I think the machlekes, the Ram and the Ramban is, according to Rashi, you don't have to look at the details of the dream. You look at the general gist of the dream. The general gist of the dream is that most of the brothers bow down. The Ramban says, no, you have to look at not just the general gist, you have to look at the details of the dream.
Isn't there a klal that there yes. are no dreams
in Ravalok Dvarim B'Talem?
Yeah.
How do you know which details need to be observed to be Mekayim the dream?
Yeah.
Or why, if it said, you know, 11 bundles.
No, so it's interesting. I wonder if
Ramban... I think that's what Rashi would say. Right. Rashi would say those are the details that don't that have is, to be Bukhuri.
And in fact, that's Rashi Shita, we know from Parshas Vayesh. Rashi's the one who quotes, right, when he's, when Havonovo in Parshas Havonovo and even Chavachecha, right? Rashi says Yaakov is poo-pooing the dream because
it's always the Dvarim B'Talem in a dream,
right? Excuse me, I'm sorry. Yaakov was mistaken to poo-poo the dream because ain Chalom Blo Dvarim B'Talem. So yeah, that's like that's Rashi Shita, right, which he then supports here by saying
seems that way.
10 or 11, it's irrelevant. The dream in general was Mekuyam.
Yeah. Okay. Good. According to the Ramban, I guess the Ramban would say that's not a detail. You know what I mean? That's just not a detail. It's an important part.
Well, you also see
yes.
that in all the dreams that have preceded this with that Yosef interpreted.
Yes.
Right?
There were no extraneous details.
Right. All the details that are given are accurate.
Right.
Whereas now we're going to say that...
All of a sudden.
Right.
So you're saying that's to support the Ramban. Well said. Very good, Elisha and Avram. Right? Okay, good. Let's continue. Velule Cain, Haya Yosef Chote Chet Gadol Tzaras Oviv. You know, if I don't say my pshat, there is no other excuse that's acceptable to say why Yosef didn't tell his father he's alive. He lets his father in the lurch for all these years when he could have just told him he's alive.
Now he's being presented with an opportunity. Even if you say, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented him before that, now he's presented with an opportunity.
Right.
Right. How can you say that he sort of ignores this chance?
Why
did
he just spill the beans and say the reason is because he needs to keep going this strategy? Right. You know what I mean? He needs to keep this strategy going. Lule Kein HaYosef Chote Chet Gadol Tzarzoviv. If he had no strategy like this, is a terrible thing. Lahamid Yamim Rabin Beshikul with crookedness, the Evil Al Shimon V'Olof, right? And then he's going to be in the set these many, many days in this. I'm sorry, Shikul's not crookedness. Shikul's losing kids. You know, Shikel.
Yeah.
Av Shakul means a father that lost kids, God forbid. V'Olof Al Shimon V'Olof. Right, where we're at, Zach and Larry, is that Yosef, the Pesuk says, remember the dreams, yes? Right. So Rashi says that when they bowed down to him now, when they came to Mitzrayim, his dreams became fulfilled. The Ramban says that's not true. The Ramban says, on the contrary, because Binyamin needed to bow down. Binyamin wasn't there yet. So Yosef needed to construe a whole strategy to bring him down there so that the dreams could become true. And that's what he was trying to plot now. And with this strategy in mind, this also excuses why Yosef didn't tell his father he was alive. Because otherwise, it was just mean not to tell him he's alive.
Well, okay. He had sworn to the Shvatim, but he didn't tell.
Yeah, but now, Lamaisi, one could have said that they've come down already, you know, and now it's time to reveal it. He says, Velule Cain, if I don't have this strategy, what I'm saying, this plan, how Yosef chotei chet gadol tzarazovim lamidu yom rabim v'shikul v'evol al Shimon v'olof on Shimon and what on him, because you got to remember Shimon's in Mitzrayim. V'af haya ritzonol tzaras achiv ksas, and even if you want a tiny, he want to get back at his brothers a little bit. Eichlo yachlo al seves oviv, even if you want to say he wanted the mitzar or what. Mitzar, his brother, a little bit. Is his brother there referring to Shimon?
Brothers.
Yeah, I think it's referring to all the brothers.
Them. Even if he wants to maybe cause them a little, you know, get a little back.
And how's he getting them a little bit back? By
treating them harshly them, and giving them, you know.
Giving them the business.
We know that they got panicked and terrified.
Yeah, he was giving them the business. Okay, he wanted to get back at about his brothers, but what?
Right.
He doesn't want to. He doesn't have any mercy on his father, Rachmanis on his father. Aval, that's a kol asa yafabito. That's a pasuk based in Kohelis, says Rav Shavel. He had everything planned out. The kaimachal almost to fulfill the dream. Ki yadashi iskaimu bemes. He knew the dreams would be fulfilled for true. Gama inin hasheni shiasa lehem agaviyah. The whole shtick he did with the goblet, right? That he put the goblet in his brother Binyamin's bag. Lo shetia kavanasa letzarim. He didn't want to what? He didn't want to pain his brothers. Aval chashad, he did suspect them. He suspected them. Ulay yeshlim sina b'Binyamin. Oh, he suspected they had hatred of Binyamin. Sheikanu aso ba'avas aviyim kekinasam bo. Just like what they hated him because the father loved Yosef. So he thought now Binyamin had taken their place and they would hate Yosef because of the jealousy Yaakov loved Binyamin. So therefore, he wanted to, make sure he needed to go through this whole test to see if they hated Binyamin or they really loved Binyamin. So he's going through this whole test. Oshema hirgish Binyamin shayyadam b'Yosef, or maybe Binyamin would feel shayyadam b'Yosef.
And maybe Binyamin would have then, when he grew up, sort of when he got older, would have detected that,
right,
they that really didn't argument. Like hadn't liked Yosef.
Right. Oshema hirgish Binyamin shayyadam b'Yosef, that they were against Yosef and all the men in him ketot to the
sinah. I think yadam is that it was them, they sold them.
Yeah,
because Binyamin, who wasn't there necessarily, would have figured out
that they were had against sold Yosef. Him,
and so that would have caused strife. And so he wants to figure out, is everybody together?
He wants to see what their feelings are towards Binyamin. He did not want. He didn't want Binyamin going back with them, because he thought they would send their hand against him. And
on the way down, he wasn't concerned because he had guaranteed that Binyamin would get down to him safely. Because right. Otherwise, I'm not going to sell you food. But now, when he's ready to send them home,
right, he's worried about it.
At the end of the parasha, now he's concerned. Okay, they fulfilled their, they fulfilled the condition. Maybe now we'll bump them off.
Right.
It's not only food; it's Shimon.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, Shimon.
He was holding Shimon.
Yeah.
Right. So there was hostages to making sure they behave themselves.
Right.
So
and now he's got to
prove himself that.
Right.
They're okay.
Right. Rashi quotes that Yosef also had a special not likingness towards Shimon, because Shimon was the one who threw him in the pit.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the brothers, Shimon was the one who threw him in the pit. So, I don't know, like this. He was, whatever. Vakain, he wasn't, so I'll scout with him. Vakain, Lorotza, Sheelich, Imam, Binyamin, Ulai, Yishuch, Bo, Yodam, Ad, Barku, Osom, Avaso. He needed to check whether they loved Binyamin. Lezen, Iskavnu, Bo, Rabbosein, Rish, Rabba. This is what they say in the Medrash. Omer Abchia Brebaba, Kol Dvarim Shatakori, Shadavar Yehuda, Shadibar Yehuda Bifnei Echav, Ad Shatamagiev, Lo Yochol Yosef Lisapik, Hayapol Pius Liosef. He says, all the matters that you say, that Yehuda spoke in front of the brothers, Ad Shatamagiev, Lo Yochol Yosef Lisapik, Hayapol Pius Liosef. So Abchia Brebaba says, all the things that we read that Yehuda spoke in front of the brothers until you get to, Yosef couldn't hold himself back anymore, was a pius liyosef. Was a what? Was a apology, yeah? You see,
it was to keep, to calm him down.
Yeah.
And if he continues.
Pius l'achv his brother, pius l'binyamin.
There's aspects of the whole speech, when you have Yosef's whole, of Yehuda's whole speech.
Right.
That are supposed to, sort of be working on Yosef calming him down, and the brothers, and Binyamin.
He says in the bottom of Shuvel Sotel, Pius Liosef, Rishis Rabbah, Pius Liosef, Maruhechu, Nosin Nafshol, Banel Sharochel. Look how he gives up his life for the sons of Ruvain. Pius Laachiv, Lo Maruhechu, Nosin Nafshol, Achiv. Klomer Meata, Rui Liosef, Milachem.
Malcolm,
Kibrishona, Kodem Sharidu, Migdulosu. Now he's appropriate to be promoted back to being king, because they had demoted Yehuda after the whole Kevin Shehu Omid Bepirtsim, because he's the one who suggested the sale, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Pius Lubinyamin, how is it Pius Lubinyamin? Omalik Shim Shinasati Nafsha Halacha, Kachin Nosin Nafsha Halacha. On Yosef, right?
If I were right, they still don't know that it's Yosef, and that's at the beginning of Ayigash, right? The end of this week's of Miketz and the beginning of Igash, we still don't know that it's Yosef.
Right.
So Yehuda is showing Binyamin, I'm standing up for you.
I would do it for Yosef.
I would do it for Yosef too.
Right. So the pius for Yosef is, see Lamaisa that I'm giving over Bono Sharach. We don't know who Yosef is, but whoever he is. And the pius to the brothers is see Lamaisa, what I'm doing, Nafshol Achiv, right?
Right. So I'll stand up right to Yosef. It's although they don't know it's Yosef, as you pointed out.
Promoted.
I'll stand up for Bnei Rachel.
Right.
For the brothers, it's I'll stand up for one of you, which means I'm really roy to be back to be the Melech again.
Right.
And for Binyamin, it's I'm standing up for you. I would do the same for Yosef if we knew where he was.
Right. That's all part of the speech. Pius li Yosef, ruach echanosan nafsho b'nasho rachu chule. V'chen ani omers, kol inyonim eilu, hayu b'Yosef, machmasu b'pitro nachalomos. All these matters about Yosef is bechachmaso was from his wisdom, bepitron hachalomos, when you interpret the dreams. Kiyesh litmoa, one can ask a kasha, or bam kasha. Acher shomed Yosef Mitzrayim, yamim rabim. Yosef sitting there many days in Egypt. Vayapikid v'nagid. He's the head clerk, and he's the head, you know, administrator. Bebeis sar gadol Mitzrayim. He's the head administrator in the bias of the house of a great officer in Mitzrayim.
I was wondering this as I was doing Shnayim Mikro.
Heichlo shalach ksav echad la'aviv. How can he not send one letter? Lo'odio to tell his father, l'nachamo, and to comfort him, ki Mitzrayim korov l'chevron kishisha yomim. How long does it take from Chevron to Mitzrayim? 6 days. Short. V'ilo haya mahalach shana, even if it was a year long, haya roi lo'odio l'kvod aviv. He should have notified his father that he's alive. V'yakar pidyon nafsho, and pleasant is the what? Precious is the redemption of the soul. Yiftenu barov moment.
Yaakov would have got him out of Beis Potiphar, basically.
Yeah, Yaakov would have got him out of Al Hayaroa, ki hashtachavayas achiv lo, v'gam aviv chozaro ito. Ef sharlios b'artsam, right? V'yam mikavil liyosu sham, mitzvayim b'rosu atzlachosu akadol sham. Kol shikin achrish sham achalom paro, so what's he saying? He's saying the Yishtachavayas, when he saw these things, they had all these things had to come into fruition, yeah?
Right. I think
he's going back to what he said earlier, you know?
Right, he's realizing that the dreams have not been fulfilled.
Right.
The only way that they're going to be fulfilled is to get the family to come down. It's not going to be, he says, right, E.F. Sharlios Baritzam. It's not going to happen if they're in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
So he says, okay, so they have to come down. And then once he heard Pyro's dreams, he says, okay, and that's the vehicle, right? He knows, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just setting it up, right? He's setting up the famine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guaranteeing him that they're going to come down.
Now he can bring them down.
And now, right, so now that's when he sort of put this whole plot together. He says, I know that at some point the brothers are going to show up, and I can put this whole plot in motion and really know what's going on and make sure that the dreams are fulfilled.
Right. Very good. So what emerges from here is this Machlokes Rashi and the Ramban, and according to the Ramban, it answers a few problems that since it hasn't been filled, it was might as well why he didn't speak to, you know, tell his father that he was alive, because he needed to go through this whole scheme and try to fulfill the prophecy to, you know, make sure that it was fulfilled. It's interesting. Okay, let's just finish up the Pasuk. V'yom ra'alem ra'aglam atem. He said to them, you guys are spies. Halila zos, this excuse, yitzarach lios ba tam or masla. This excuse really needs a reasoning or a real legitimate excuse, you know.
You got to figure out where was he going with it.
Okay, kima asu lios omalachem kacham. What they do, they use stam called a spy. You know, people don't call you, you know, in the 50s when it happened. After those, you know, what's his name? The senator?
McCarthy.
What'd you say? McCarthy. He was calling everyone communists, right?
Right, yeah,
what did they do to be called spies?
Some basis for the claim.
Yeah, kimaos shalom yosalom kachav al chorots boi love v'hem besuch aboim. Although everyone was coming to them for food, they were amongst those people. Kamosham alishpor besuch aboim ki haya rav beretzkan. It was a terrible famine. V'lai roh some anshe tar v'nichbadim levushim miklol kulam. Could be you saw that they were special people. They were dressed very what?
Very nicely.
Mechubad. V'amalem ain't derechan nashim nichbadim kachem labolish bor ochol. You think the prime minister comes? That such honorable men coming to get food? Ki avadim rabim lechem. You guys got a lot of avadim. Yitachein shayu b'schila aboyim eretz Kanaan.
Maybe they were the first.
Possible they were the first guys came from eretz Kanaan. Hutam yavo b'nei yisolish boros b'soch aboyim ki yarab eretz Kanaan. Because this is the reason why b'nei yisol came to get the food, because it was a famine. Ki atabo misham reishonim. They were the first guys.
It was the beginning of the famine getting to Eretz Canaan, and they decided they would take the lead, I guess. Early adopters, yeah.
I heard another explanation, that they all came in separately through different
doors.
Right.
Right.
That was suspicious, because if you were all together as brothers, why did you come through separate doors? The reason they did that was just to avoid this whole thing that they all would be trapped together.
Well said, Larry. Well said. Very good. No one ever come from Eretz Canaan for food. So Tom, Ein Batlam, where are you guys coming from? Shomalam Etchilat, he said originally for them, right? He said, he asked them, why did he ask them Ein Batlam? Because he wanted to come up with an excuse, Lamaisa, you know?
Right, so then they said, oh, we're from Canaan. And then he said, oh, well, you got the first to come from Canaan. There must be an ulterior motive.
Right, very good. Okay, good. So he had this whole plan in mind, so it seems like it was like a raw shuck, because normally Kibbutz Avim would determine you should tell your father you're alive.
Right.
You see that that's an important requirement, you know, tell you, the kids are very, very, right, sometimes lax on telling parents where they're at, but it's a responsibility.
Yeah, Rav Chevelle uses the lashon in the notes, shelo lahachish rotzon ugzeiras elyon, that he wanted to, you know, make sure that the dreams were fulfilled, because that's the rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he sort of has to, it's almost like one rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu against another one. So he puts aside the kibud avayim of notifying his parents, of notifying his father,
right,
because he knows that he has this other mandate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Right, that's what he quotes from the Vilna Gaon, the Adaras Eliyahu.
Yeah.
He says, the Torah says, Yosef remembered the dreams to notify us. He did everything because he wanted the dreams fulfilled. That's what the Abishur wanted. Yes, Larry, I'm sorry.
I think I heard somewhere that he lost 1 year of his life for each year that that he could have told his father, and he didn't. Like, so he was there in Egypt for, what was it, 17 years?
17 years.
Uh-huh.
And Yosef died very young compared to his brother.
Died 110, yeah. What I heard a little bit different is, yeah, that when they were talking back and forth, Menashe was the interpreter, and Yehuda said, my father, your servant. And he didn't correct him.
Well, I've heard that explanation.
Right, so it was only five times he said that. So why did he lose 10 years? Because Menashe had to repeat it. Because he was
once
an interpreter.
When he said it, and once when it was,
exactly,
repeated, and he didn't even correct it at,
yes,
all.
Yes, and the Vilna Gaon points out that it must be that he was okay with it, because maybe he could have said something to Menashe without Yehuda hearing. They spoke, uh-huh, a different language.
Right.
So he says that's Megala Milsa, that he had no problem with it.
Right.
That's why it's Chayiv 10, because he could have really said, he wouldn't have been Chayiv the 5. He wouldn't have been Chayiv the 5. You know, it's kind of like what we said, I think we once mentioned from Reb Chaim, you know, the pasuk says last week that Yosef had a lack of emunah b'tochen, because he told the butler, remind,
Paro.
So they say from Reb Chaim, saying it twice was the problem. To say it once, that's ishtadlus. Once would have been no problem at all. Mm-hmm. Saying it twice was not right.
And then
from Reb Chaim.
And then
he got 2 years.
He got 2 years.
If he would have said it once, he wouldn't have got it 1 year.
He would have gotten zero.
Zero.
But then, because he said it twice,
right?
So
Makala the first time was a really us Galton. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got
similar vort. Okay.
Yep.
Good. So that's important to note that otherwise it's important, I think, to point out that if you don't have this heter of Harosh Shah, you have to keep in mind, you know, the responsibility to your parents. Okay. Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Gedal. Let's take a look. Mem Gimel Pasuk Yudal. Yeah. Okay. V'sholach lachem esachechem acher ves binyamin. Nira al derech apshat ki lo haya shimun ritzui aviv bavur davar shkem. Wow. Well, you know, Shimon is unnamed here by Yaakov, right?
Right.
He says, please send after your brother, the other guy, and Binyamin. So the Ramban's Medayik Adir Chabshat, Yaakov doesn't say Shimon's name, because he was upset with Shimon about knocking off all of Shechem. Lekach lo amra Shimon Banai ves Binyamin. Doesn't say Shimon my son and Binyamin my son. Kilo Yisichrenu b'shmo.
Wow.
Didn't mention his name. That's a real shtuch, no?
Yeah.
Bekashir ozu mitzrayim yamim rabim. It's interesting because you get the impression, and Reb Chaim Berg pointed that out to me, you know, because the way we were mazmer in parts of Yishlach, you know, Shimon and Levi say back to the brother, we're supposed to sit back and let our sister be a zona, and there's silence. That's right, there's silence, but not until parts of Vayechi, he responds. In Vayechi, Yaakov does respond. So, and you see this clear also that, you know, he didn't, it's like not like he was Moda, you know what I mean?
Because he's impressed.
According to the Ramban, he doesn't want to mention his name. And when he leaves Mitzrayim many days, Lachem l'sholach adayin is binyamin v'nichem b'mitzrayim. Wow. So
not just one he mentioned. Like,
it's like derech agav.
Right. It's they had no choice. They needed more food. Otherwise, yeah. He would have just let him molder in an Egyptian jail.
Yeah, it's very strange.
He was really upset.
Yeah, he was really upset at Shimon. I never knew this, you know. Mm-hmm. Yaakov was really upset with him. And if they had food in there, it's so I would have let him sit there in the jail. Okay. Rashi Kosov Ruach HaKodesh Nitznitzo. Rashi writes the Ruach HaKodesh sprouted on him, emerged. We find this Lashon, yeah? Bol Rabbis is Yosef.
Right, because it's Achichem Acher, that's Binyamin, is Achichem, is Shimon, Acher, is Yosef, I think is the way Rashi sets it up, and then Binyamin.
And as he had in mind Yosef, you mean?
Right. So yeah. It's the reason that it doesn't bring... It's like Rashi would say he doesn't use Shimon's name explicitly because the Torah wants to use this, you know,
to
sort of
give off the notion that he had in mind Yosef.
Odd language.
We know the famous
Yosef
din
included
that,
as well.
Right, we know the famous din that after 12 months, your mace is mishtachach min aleiv, whatever that means. But you're supposed to be mekabel tanchum, and afterwards you don't need any tanchum. But it seems like he knew he was alive because
right.
He never was comforted.
Right.
He never had the
shuch. He never
right.
was comforted, yeah. Okay, so let's see what he says. Bo l'rabos es Yosef. Breishis rabba gam kein. Yo'omru v'shiloch l'chem. Es achechem. Zeh Yosef. Breishis rabba corroborates this. Acher zeh Shimon. Okay. V'nochon hu. Ki nason daito b'yisa tfilo. L'ispal stam gam ala acher ula yodenu chai. He says the pshat is that he concentrated during davening to daven stam gam ala acher ula yodenu chai.
For all of his sons.
Yeah, even Shimon. So this is a little bit more positive, no?
Yeah.
Loshen Acher, Dorsh Hashem, Breishis Rabba, Omer Rabbi Shuvan Levi, Pasar Kriya Begolus. Ekel Shaka Yitin Lechem Rachem Lefnei Ish. Says in Medrash, Rabbi Shuvan Levi said, yeah?
You can explain, he says, this is a reference, this is like an obscure reference to future Golus.
Right, that Hashem is going to be Rachem Lefnei Ish. David is going to have Rachemim. Yeah.
Right.
So it's
all a reference. It's a coded reference to the
Shvatim.
the ultimate mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right when it says V'keil Shakai Yitain Lachem Rachamim L'fnei Ha'ish, that means Hashem should give mercy from Himself.
Right.
L'fnei Ha'ish is from before HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Right,
and return all of the Shvatim to Eretz Yisrael, right? The you know the Esther Shvatim and Yehuda and Binyamin.
Right, so Acher is who? Yehuda?
Yeah.
All the Shvatim. This is referring to the loss of Lovel.
Right.
V'ani kasher shakolti b'churban arishon, shakolti b'churban sheni, lo eshkol od. There'll be a churban rishon, and then there'll be a churban sheni, but there won't be more than that.
Right.
There's no churban shlishi. We'll have the besamikah shlishi. Yeah?
Yeah.
So this is like a general approach. So this is much more positive, you know what I mean?
Right.
Pshutos from there, referring to Shimon, and he doesn't want to mention him. Rashi says referring to Yosef, more positive. And then the quotes of Medrash Rabbah that during the davening, he's really what? He was really davening for everybody.
Right, it was really all.
And he also might be foreshadowing the future, the Gula.
Mm-hmm.
So now he says, unbelievable. Listen to this. V'zel Shonam Zal. Zechron l'vrocha ha'kavona, Rezal l'shonim, Zechron l'vrocha ha'kavona, ki yiridus of Yaakov in Mitzrayim. Yaakov's going down in Mitzrayim, Yirmoz l'galusin of Yad Edom. Wow. Yaakov going down in Mitzrayim is a remez to our galus now in Edom. To Moshe Afarish, like Abba Mazmer. V'roha ha'novi ha'inyin mishchiloso, and the Novi saw ha'inyin mishchiloso v'ispal stam l'shah l'dayrus. And the Novi saw the inyin mishchiloso, and he daven stam l'shaw l'dayrus.
And Yaakov's feel is for now,
right?
It could be interpreted like, you know, it could be Al Pi, you know, the pshat is for now.
Right.
And it's also a feel l'dayrus.
Right. Ha'kosuv zek fi midrashim yeshlo sod gadol. This puzzle has a sod gadol. Ki yamar v'kel shaday v'minis adin. Yitin l'rachim shalafonav. Yal eschim minis adin l'minis harachimim. So basically what is he saying? Is that Hashem should what? should help us with Midas Arachamim, yeah?
Right, that the Midas Hadin, which is the, represented by Kael Shakai, is going to be supplanted by the Lifnei Ha'ish and Hashem Ish Melchama, where Hashem is Midas Arachamim.
Right.
So that means that the Midas Hadin of Kael Shakai, he's davening, should be pushed out of the way, so to speak, and supplanted by Midas Arachamim in order to allow a full Gula to take place in the future.
Right. So if that's the case, we really got to daven, you know? We really got to daven that the Midas Hadin is transformed to Midas Arachamim.
Yeah.
And therefore, Yeridus Yaakov Mitzrayim is Yirmas B'yad Edom. So, okay, it's a Musar Haskel, though, so we got to daven properly. Hamaskel Yovin, whatever that means, Al-Pikabola, those that know what Midas Hadin turns into Midas Arachamim. Ani Kashir Shakolti Shakalti. Ani Ad Shuvchem Eyeh Shikol Misofek. Till you guys return, I might be a bereft father out of doubt. Kasher shakolti miYosef b'Shimon, you're already missing Yosef b'Shimon. Shakolti b'Midyam and Lashon Rashi. So I'm going to be missing these three boys, and now I'll miss all of you. Nachan shu omer lo tuchlu lohosif alai shiku. Ramban says a different shot. I don't want any more berefts. Ki kvar shakolti. Yisnachem mikol haba alav b'Yisron ke'eva al Yosef. What's the pshat?
His pain from losing Yosef was so great that it's like, doesn't matter what you put on me now, right? It's not going to be called a ball of Yisron Ke'eva al Yosef.
Right.
Losing Yosef hurt so much that
right.
There's nothing you can put on me now that's going to make it
right.
hurt worse.
It's a little bothersome, isn't it? The Gemara in Shabbos, Yaakov did an Avera by favoring Yosef with the Sonas Possum, and you seem to have echoes of this again. No? Unless you say it was just a tragedy of a son. You know what I mean, of losing a son. But he seems to be saying this again.
He still felt maybe a little something.
I'm sure he felt, but he's saying that he says, you know, nothing will be worse. Seems like even if all of them die, no. It's not as bad as losing Yosef.
He's saying the pain that I've already got, right, is not going to be, it can't get worse.
Right. Isn't that a little bothersome?
Well, let's just say it has to do with the fact that, right, his whole tachlis was for Klal Yisrael, for the Shvatim, and once he lost Yosef,
and he doesn't have 12 anymore anyway.
12,
so you look at
so
it from
his whole purpose of
gotcha. I mean,
right, losing
nothing.
More of them doesn't make it worse because it's
okay.
Already been shared by the fact that he lost Yosef.
Okay, I like that shot.
I like that.
As you're looking at it, but I was looking at it because it's Yosef Alts Yosef.
No, it's been
you're Yosef
Alts Shvatim.
Shifted
call. Yeah.
Well,
very
you
good.
Know, I don't want to speak out of turn, kind of hurt, but I mean, I can imagine that when you lose a son or a child, it can numb you for the rest of your life.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't know how to put this really, but that losing a child, Kananahara, and then after anything after that, you're like a walking dead person. You know, nothing really can phase you like that first time. You lose a child, you know?
Right?
And then if you lose other children in the future,
I hear you.
It's terrible, but you're already like dead, so to speak, to the world because of that first law.
I hear you. I'm just wondering from their perspective if they didn't take it like Avram, what you're saying. You know what I mean? I'm saying, well, what about them? You know, aren't we as you know?
And aren't we valuable?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I hear what you're saying. I think what Avram is saying, you're saying a great shot. I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering what they,
what the brothers,
what
thought,
their brothers are thinking when they hear something like that. You hear what I'm saying, Larry?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He says, "Kamo kasher avarati avarati." You know that says when Esther with Mordechai, yeah, when she goes into live with Achashverosh willingly, klomer kvar ani avuda, I'm already done.
I can't be more destroyed than I'm
right.
going to be destroyed.
She's
so
also to Mordechai, so what's the point? It's over already. Okay.
I can't be more over than, you know, it's like...
I guess you have to assume the brothers matured and didn't take it like that. They have to take it like what Avram and Larry's saying. I think that's what you got to say. Okay, so if I would ask you, though, I mean, it's kind of like slips it in one line, though. He says that the Yeridus Yaakov Mitzrayim is a remez to our Golos, which he explains later on in Vayechi, but without even looking at Vayechi... How would you say that? In what sense is the read of Yaakov Mitzrayim
remez? This is the beginning of the footsteps of Yaakov going down. This is the beginning of that process. Yeah. Right? And we see already here that Yaakov's
Tvila... Why Galus Edom more than any other of the Galuses? Galus Yavin?
That's the one...
I'm saying, why is this more... Why is he read it's Yaakov and Simon? Well, I guess we have to sit, wait till we get to Vayechi, you know?
Well, I mean, I'm
just thinking, without even looking, why...
I would say that the other Galuyos... I mean, certainly Galus Bavel, we know it was foretold to have an end, right? We know Shiv and Shana, and then they came back. Galus Edom...
It's only going to be
corrected when everybody comes back, and that's what he's davening for. That's what he's aiming at. Right? That was his pshat, his first drash in Kasher Shacholti, is that there were going to be two churbans and no more. So his tefillah is on after that second churban, which is Galus Edom.
Yes,
I'm now giving a tefillah to invoke that ultimately Kadosh Baruch Hu's Midas Rachamim will save you all and bring you all back.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's a roadmap
it's the ultimate redemption, you're saying.
Correct.
The other ones
are
not.
It's looking forward all the way to there.
Uh-huh. Okay, good.
It's a well-known understanding that you know that the Gullus stems from when the Shvatim put Yosef in the pit, in the boar, and sold him to slavery.
Right.
And we see that by Tisha B'Av.
The ten martyrs,
The ten martyrs.
Yeah.
And then...
That's what the Ramban al-Ateris says, yeah. Rabbeinu Bachai says.
But it's hard to see how Yaakov going to Egypt and then, you know, because there's a famine, how that applies to...
Well, he's trying to bring everyone together. Everyone's coming together,
It's not that it's like a cause of the Gullus. It's that it...
It's a remez to it. It's a hint to it.
Right, he had already established, we've seen this a couple times, the Ramban saying that, you know, sort of what happened to the Avos... It becomes a map or an exemplar for what's going to happen to us, how we're supposed to react to situations. And so Yaakov at this point is not just speaking about his situation right where he is right now. It can be interpreted as well as being this forward-looking, you know, future-looking tefillah for ultimately for Galus Edom.
I think I read once that's the reason we break the middle matzah, because... that represented Yitzchak, and Avraham and Yaakov went to Egypt, and they went out of Canaan, but Yitzchak never in his life left...
Uh-huh. He was an old
Tzmima.
Right. So why is that connoted by breaking? Why do you break the middle? Why is that connoted with Yitzchak?
That's the only one you can afford to break, in a sense.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure. But they choose it because you want to... They make the Afikomen, I think, out of Yitzchak.
Right. Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Very good. Excellent, Larry. Okay, let's see Mem Gimel Chof. Okay, Biaduni. Yeah, it says, Loshen Baya. Baya means be, like crying, I guess. Ba, I think. Biaduni, Loshen Baya, V'tachanim, supplications. Loshen Aram is bye, bye, Loshen Rashi. It's like a baby, like when you cry, ba, ba. Zed Dover, Zar Ma'od, L'samcha, Milas Loshen Tursi. He says, the Ramban says, this is very strange to me to say that it's referring to a Lashon Tarsi. There's nothing similar like it. Kibaya kula mila.
By itself is a word.
Right. Motishtana lo yomar mimene bi.
How do you get, notice he's saying, how do you get from bi, which is Hebrew, to bay or baya, which is Aramaic or Tursi? You know, there shouldn't be a connection. He says, I don't like Rashi's shot because he's trying to connect two things that seem like they shouldn't be connected.
Right. That's what means lo tishtana lo yomra mimeni bi.
How can your pshat be based on, well, I gotta, you know, fidget with the word and change the letters and chop stuff off in order to make it connect?
Right. That's what it means lo tishtana lo yomra.
I think so.
Yeah, mimeni bi. Vod shamila hi eno loshen baya v'tachnim kum shomar harav. First, second of all, doesn't mean that, like Rashi says. Doesn't mean crying and supplication. Aval he loshen sa'aka v'taromas al shever val ivus dover. No, it's actually a screaming and a complaint about something that's crooked. Yes?
Yep.
Breaking something crooked. Kon milas avui loshen kodesh.
Boy, it's like, whoa.
V'hi yedua b'loshen arev. It's known in Arabic. Yargilo so b'kinyoseyem kulun m'miftachos b'psachos ap. Bet. If they have a patach under the bed and they have it in elegies. Loshen Yavon in Greek, Yavon Bai Habet Rafa Bishwa.
Bi.
Yomer Osal Adochik Vatsar. It's like an expression of oppression. Bereshis Rabbah said
qualitatively different kind of exclamation. I sound.
Yeah. So according to Rashi, it's a supplication, like a request. According to the Ramban, it's a krex. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? I think it means like a cry and a kvetch. No. How's it? Rashi is more of a supplication, and the Ramban is more of a what?
This is Aramaic, not Hebrew.
Well, he's trying
well,
to say the word.
Rashi
ties it with these foreign languages,
and the Ramban says it's qualitatively different because B is related to Avoy in Hebrew,
right? But he's saying what? How, what I'm saying what? How do we differentiate between the Rashi's pshat and the Ramban?
Oh, you know, is it Rafa Bishva? Is it that it's like Beis Yud Yud Aleph is like with a vase sound instead of a bass?
Yeah.
As well?
Yeah, but I'm saying, what's the meaning of it, according to Ramban? Rashi's Rabbi said, Rashi's Rabbi, the soul of Rokhi Baruch Gashmo. You know, that's a pasuk we say. In Tehillim.
So he's saying, Rashi's saying, Bi Adoni is, I'm begging, I'm supplication, right? He says,
Ramban,
it's a kvetch about Muvas. He's saying, something is wrong here,
right.
My master.
It's not right.
It's not quite the same thing as a supplication.
That's what
so
he
you
says.
You got something wrong in this picture.
Right. There's always an inspector in every province. Agrifus b'medina agricus b'medina b'mon al baya shalom. Agranus b'medina b'mon al baya shalom. Kach b'mon al baya shalom. Lama HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's the one who's in charge of what? Kvetches about whether something's right or not? The Eibishter himself. Yeah? Kvoto b'atzmo. People that are oppressed, yeah? People that are oppressed in this world, Hashem takes care and hears those people himself. He doesn't appoint an angel.
Mm-hmm.
He himself hears the people that are oppressed. Every place is a man appointed on crying and in crookedness. And a Kodesh Baruch is appointed on the tzakas of Ashukim, ba'olam atzoakim by Shem is in charge of the people that are oppressed. Here's their crying. For the fananu parts of a yigash, a lav, amul Yehuda bayata mavir alenu. Ken amart of a shimalai ini a lav zoi as shamas ayin.
You're bringing an injustice upon us.
Right. But parts of Yishlo shemani mavir by Alberia.
What?
In parts of Bishalach, it says, I'm going to what? Pass a by on the Briria, right? What does that mean? I'm going to pass in Parshas Vayish B'Shalach. What is that referring to?
Maybe that's talking about Kriyas Yamsuf and like drowning the
Egyptians.
Like it's an injustice almost. Parshas
Vayish B'Yisro Yisman Adam and Atal Talis Kol Torach Tzibrolov. Parshas Vayish B'Yisro, a person's appointed and he takes those talis. And he puts all the Torah Chatzibra on himself.
All of the responsibility.
Imra Adam Aver Boy Al Chaveru Sagai sees oppression on his friend. O over Averu Lo Michahu Nena Shalov. Or he does an Avera and he doesn't protest.
If it's like Yisro was saying, if Moshe, if you're going to take responsibility for everything, you're going to get yourself in trouble because that means if you miss anything and don't protest and don't stand up for the situation, you're responsible.
Right.
It's like that's too much of a burden.
Right.
In Hebrew, doesn't bia mean sexual relations?
That's Beis Yud Aleph Hey. This is Beis Yud Yud. The parsha says Yisha Katzriya Kesavach Ana Savach Ana Bay Aleichon. Parsha Yisha says the woman that what? The woman is Bay Aleichon. Chemekomos Harbe. Uncle Shatir Gan Bi Adoni Bbo Riboini. Lo Shotzi Milas Bi Mi Bo. Right?
Right. When Uncle says, which is again supplication, like I'm begging, I'm requesting, he's not tying the word be in the Hebrew to that bevo. It's his interpretive translation, but he's not saying the word be itself
right.
is forced into that
right.
framework.
Yeah?
He's just chasing down that. However, Yehuda's starting, he's saying, Bevakasha, I need to talk to you.
Right. Rabbi Avraham Amar, Ki bi Adoni derech tzara b'loshan HaKadosh. The Ben Ezra says, Ki bi Adoni is derech tzara b'loshan HaKadosh. Hu kamo shomar ani Adoni Avon. V'atam asa bi mashatirtzev dishmeini.
Do whatever you want, but listen to what I have to say.
Right.
So the Ramban is saying that B means it's me, B, in me.
Right.
Right? See, you are the master of me.
Right.
And as a result, I'm asking you to listen to me.
So this is what Yehuda is saying to him?
Yeah.
So what are the pshatim in the end of the day?
So Rashi said it's a lashon of tachanunim.
Right.
The Ramban doesn't like it because he doesn't understand why he has to jump to Aramaic, and he doesn't understand grammatically how it fits together, and he doesn't understand how in word construct it all fits together.
It means Hashem is listening to the oppressed. That's what it means, yeah?
Right. So he offers that it comes from the lashon of like avoy.
Right.
Right. And it's a cry against an injustice.
Right.
Like something's wrong in this picture.
Right, exactly.
But then at the end,
he's saying that look at me, that inside of me, what?
Right. It's Yehuda saying, I am acknowledging that you are a shilton over me, right? Be Adonai, you are my master. That's what he's saying. Therefore, please listen.
Right. Okay.